855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
And Wayne.
If you're wondering why our normal first mic co-host Ian is not available, well, today Ian went to the pokey. He was charged with obstruction for standing in front of a police car and resisting arrest. He had a jury trial today. He was found not guilty of resisting arrest, and the fact that he was charged with that was ludicrous. There's a video of it. The cop, I was living in a fantasy world if he believed that he had to lift Ian up. You could see in the video the guy standing. It's ludicrous. It's nuts. Secondly, the obstruction he was found guilty on, given a year sentence, 90 days of that suspended, which means that he doesn't have to do it as long as he's a good boy for 2 years, as I understand it. But 90 days in jail, so he didn't expect that to happen. Expected to be able to appeal it and then sort of plan for what was going on and get 30 days for his appeal and that kind of thing. The judge was having none of it. He appeared to be sick and tired of Ian and his shenanigans and sent him off to jail. So if you want to, we've been talking about that most of the evening. If you want to call in and talk about that, we're certainly open to it. I can tell you it's going to be tough.
You say shenanigans, Mark, but he was bringing up some, from what I understand here, from what you've told me, because I wasn't there, he was bringing up some pretty good points. And sometimes people don't want to hear those points, even if they are the truth.
That much is definitely the truth. I mean, I was I was outraged by many of the things that happened there today. And in the past, in the same court case, the judge in this case admitted to representing the state, and of course the prosecution called itself the state. So the judge essentially said that he was representing the prosecution. And that but said, don't worry about it because I don't have any stake one way or the other how this goes. It'll be a fair trial.
How about a paycheck?
Right.
Yeah. Paycheck from the same place as the three cops that took the stand against Ian today and the prosecutor.
But the judge, of course, didn't have any animosity towards Ian because, obviously, because he was sentenced previously on this same thing to 60 days, the judge ups the sentence from 60 days to a year.
Right. The prosecutor wanted a lower sentence, but the judge raised it.
Yeah. So it's pretty clear that this is a situation where the judge is prejudiced against him. And I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, Ian's gone in front of this guy on multiple occasions for multiple stuff. And I can see how somebody who's, dealing with, all the stuff they deal with in the bureaucratic judicial system says, this is just something I don't want to deal with. You know, somebody keeps bringing these things up. And they don't want to change. They don't want the light of day shown on their business. But, the result is Ian's in a cage.
And they say, just work within the system. You want to make change? Don't do civil disobedience. Just work within the system. Vote every 4 years. Come on, that'll change everything.
Well, that takes us back to Buckminster Fuller. Don't try to reform a corrupt system. Create a new one of your own. And that's what the liberty activists here are really trying to do. They're trying to show how a voluntary society made up of peaceful people can work.
Yeah, and just to reiterate for any listener that may have just tuned in, so Ian was arrested for standing in front of a cop car, and the cop car had a law enforcement officer and Heike in it, Heike, who was drinking a beer in public on a beautiful day, and the cops decided to arrest her. So she was acting peacefully. The cops were the ones that put their hand on her, put her in handcuffs, and put her in a vehicle. And I asked earlier, and I'll ask again, and if you have an answer to this question, call in. But, what would you do if a friend of yours was kidnapped? Forget about the uniform and the badge, but what would you do? And Ian asked that to some of the law enforcers that took the stand today, and they said that they would get involved. Of course they would, and that's what Ian did. And now he's in a cage for 90 days.
So if you want to call in and talk about that, we're certainly open to it. Let's go on to, do the normal Free Talk Live thing where we, pick news stories that we think have a liberty angle to them and we discuss them. This is from KEYC.TV. This is the shingles that Andrew Espy put up 2 years ago are holding up well, but the legal battle that came with them is far from over. It all started when Espy decided to reshingle his roof after he discovered a leak. Espy says the building inspector came along and told me that I couldn't do it. He told me that I had to quit and take the shingles off and start over because they have a code. A Minnesota state residential code says that new asphalt shingles cannot be installed without first removing the existing shingles. And on one section of the roof, SB was installing new shingles over the old. Now, I've seen this happen so many times. I mean, maybe it's not done now, but it certainly has been done in the past where people will shingle over old shingles. Makes perfectly good sense to me, and fine. SB says, they didn't tell me I couldn't overlay shingles when I got the permit. I didn't even know they had such a code. The city served him with a stop work order, but he ignored it and finished the job. Espy says, I was kind of getting disturbed a little bit. Somebody telling me what I can and can't do on my own home. Nevertheless, in March of last year, he was found guilty of 4 counts of violating building code and 2 counts of violating a stop work order. Fined over $2,000 and sentenced to 90 days in jail. Espy says, And apparently that gets dropped to 60 days with good behavior. SB says, 60 days for working in a house and a drunk can drive home and get a lot less than that on the highway? SB did report the Jackson City Law Enforcement Center to serve his time, but was let out after just 17 days on a medical precaution. SB is claustrophobic, and the doctor says that staying in jail was making his hypertension worse.
Yeah, me too.
I got hypertension. You can't put me in jail. The judge reduced his 73-day balance to 30 to be served in electronic home monitoring or in jail 3 days at a time. Espy says, I said, no, I didn't want them. This isn't what we serve the military for, to be tied up in our own home. Espy was also refusing to pay his fines, maintaining that he did nothing wrong. Espy says, I hope they just drop it pretty soon and decide it's enough. The city attorney declined to comment. Yeah, the city attorney, he's got no reason to drop this. What's his reason to drop it? He's got a heavy caseload, so what? That'll get pushed back. No big deal. Espy was arrested again last week in a city council meeting where an ordinance was introduced to make violations of the building code a nuisance. He was released after 24 hours. This is stunning stuff. The kind of thing that happens to just the average guy for putting shingles on his own roof. We even went and asked them permission. But they won't let him do it. Let's go real quick. We can comment on this in a minute, but let's go to David in Keene. David?
Good evening, gentlemen. Doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, David.
I was just going to ask, is there any chance of paying ransom money for Ian to get out?
I don't think there is.
If somebody was so inclined.
I don't think there is. I don't think, he was sentenced to 90 days in jail. There's really nothing to pay to get somebody out of that.
Yeah, it's a little confusing because the original sentence by the district court did include a $500 fine. But it's my understanding that Judge Arnold didn't put that on the table, and not that Ian would pay it anyway.
True.
Yeah, I think that this is it. I mean, Ian just sits in there until they decide to let him out. I am going to endeavor to look into see if there's some way that I can make a motion. I was not there for any kind of situation where I could make a statement prior to sentencing. Mm-hmm. I would like to make a statement to the judge about sentencing and see if I can get something done.
I'll go there and video record it. Hey, David, you were there at the trial today. What were your thoughts?
I thought I didn't catch all of it. I was gone before noon, but. I thought it just seemed like the judge is really restricting. I don't know. It just seemed like he tied Ian up, and he just really was restrictive.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Really, really good. I thought his opening statement was really good and stuff like that.
Well, it's good of you to show up with, what would you say, about 30 other activists showed up today?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people there in support of Ian, but frankly, most of them didn't get in. They've done everything they can to keep activists from, attending these things. And, I don't know what could be done about it. More activists, I guess?
Let's do it. Move here.
Free Talk Live.
A As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jason.
And Wayne.
And Wayne, tell me real quick before we go on about the Free State Project. What is it in your words?
Well, it's a movement to move liberty-loving people to the state of New Hampshire to achieve concentration where people can work in their own way toward creating a more free and voluntary society. That's based on decentralization, that's based on government's maximum role of defending life, liberty, and property, and that's all. That's really what their job is.
Yep, and that's what Ian was doing. Ian, I am a signer. You're a signer. Jason, you're a signer?
For the Free State Project?
Project, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the Shire Society.
And we're all here for doing the same things, and Ian, unfortunately, is a casualty in this the struggle today, and hopefully he won't do all 90 days. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't see why he's not going to, but, you know.
Well, Mark, you've got plenty of people around you to help you and who'll support you in getting through these next 90 or so days. And I think you'll also become even better in the number one seat, being here every night.
So practice certainly can't hurt.
Yeah.
We were just talking about a guy who's was incarcerated in Michigan for putting shingles on his roof. This thing is it's not just here in Keene where we have bad things going on with the bureaucrats, I'm sure. But this is a call. This is a show about your calls. So let's take Ben in Los Angeles.
Ben, how you guys doing?
Everything's great. What do you want to talk about?
I'm actually a signer to the pledge, and I was thinking of coming out for a visit and during the winter to see how cold it really is.
The Free State Project's pledge? The Free State Project pledge?
Yes. And I was wondering if you could direct me to some resources where I could meet some people from the project online or something so that, you know, I could coordinate a visit and meet everyone and meet all the activists while I'm out there.
I believe the Free State Project has a forum. That's freestateproject.org. I know there's an active forum. I think the most active forum is at freekeene.com. There's a button for forums there. And you can introduce yourself. There's places to look for housing or for jobs. And, just introduce yourself, and people are pretty friendly.
NHUnderground.com,
right.
I believe, is also one. And there's several of them that recruit to different areas. So, that's my best guess. You know, the worst thing, in my experience, I moved up from Florida to, New Hampshire. And, you know, I got to say, winter, not my favorite time of year here in New Hampshire. It can be rough. It can get down to, at night, on the coldest days, -20. I'm sure it's gotten lower, but, you know, in my experience, it can get down into certainly the negative teens. But cold, you can wear jackets for cold. You can wear, there's gear for cold, and it's not that bad. Cold's not the problem. It's the darn snow. And you can minimize the issues of snow and ice depending on where you choose to live. Mm-hmm. If you choose to live in a metropolitan area, you're probably not going to deal with snow and ice on the same level as you would have to deal with it if you decide, I'd like to live in the country, secluded from everything, where you're going to have to, have a driveway that's 1,000 feet long. You're going to have to plow that with a truck.
I have stories.
Yeah, you're going to have a backup generator, all kinds of things that one needs to have if one decides one wishes to live in the woods.
Although you might be an advantage if there is some kind of collapse and the economy tanks, you might be more of an advantage in the woods than in a city when supply chains break down. So
there are arguments to be had there. We certainly have, at my high school, we certainly are growing all kinds of vegetation where, just had a salad made by my wife that was completely from our garden, stuff that we grew on our land. Now, I don't eat every meal this way. We are involved in co-ops and, buying stuff from friends who have larger gardens and things like that. But I ate a salad that was entirely our garden, and that was a really good feeling today because it's been a few years coming to get this garden up and rolling. Any thoughts, Ben?
Oh, no, it's just, every time I hear you guys talk about New Hampshire, I get really excited and want to go out for a visit, and, it feels so exciting to know that there's liberty activists out there who are actually doing stuff. So
where are you now?
I'm in Los Angeles in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's right, L.A. So, yeah, I lived out there for a long time.
Yeah, so we have, the circumcision bans and the plastic bags at the grocery stores just got banned, so it's just like, it doesn't feel like the right place for me right now, so I really want to come out there.
Looking forward to seeing you, Ben. Thanks for calling in. Well, Shadow from Huntsville. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if he doesn't like traffic, he won't see much of it here, which is very nice. I still love the fact that I get out in the roads and I'm not stuck in traffic like I was when I lived in Los Angeles.
Entirely different. Entirely different. Shadow?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you? What you like to talk about?
Well, I'm just listening to you guys, and the question came up what has Ian gotten some of the comp crime because of this lady. It always has it trying to help others somehow. The question out here was, what would you do in a circumstance like that? Well, this is what I did. When I lived in Florida, I had two different girlfriends at two different times got arrested.
Okay.
One of them because she wouldn't sleep with the cop. The other they tried to pin some other kind of BS crap on her and everything. I went down and got them out. And then I let the cops understand, fool with my people anymore, they're going to find them floating face down in the river. And they understood that I meant it because, see, here's my deal. I'm Shadow now. When I was in Florida, I was known as Mafia Mike. I was a biker, too, and I also spent several years as a CIA operative during Vietnam. So these cops understood what they were messing with.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised you survived that experience.
Alone, man, you know?
That all sounds very impressive, but that's not. I'm not about the use of violence. I want peace, and if I wanted violence, I would work for the state or be a cop.
It's frustrating though, and I understand where Shadow's coming from. I don't support it. I don't think it works. But
well, it did work. It did work fine because that's what they know. The cops, they know violence. My whole life. You give it back to them. Every time they step online, you give it right back to them. They're going to learn after a while, leave things alone.
Yeah, they know how to deal with violence. They have the largest gang in the world.
Well, yeah, well, I've got a good, I had a good one, too.
Thanks, Shadow. Appreciate the call.
All
right. Let's take...
You know, it's really important, though. You see, the reason why the Liberty activists are so effective in the long term is that they're basically keeping the moral high ground by being peaceful. And by questioning these people, because some of them are just doing it because it's their job and they don't think about it much. Mm-hmm. But when you start actually questioning them and saying, why are you doing this? Why are you enforcing these laws but not those? Why are you prosecuting this person and not that person? It starts to get in their head after a while. And I really think that Ian planted some seeds today from what you two gentlemen have told me about the trial.
It sure can't hurt. That much is true. And, he's going to stand up for what he believes in. And you got to appreciate that a man stands up for what he believes in.
I respect that. I really do. I think he's very heroic and very courageous for what he did today.
The court certainly doesn't. Let's take Captain Ned in Florida.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, Ned.
Great.
Hey, good. Hey, Mark, man, you're doing a good job. Don't worry about the fluid hydraulics, man. Everybody just needs to pour a little bit of hydraulic fluid in. Everybody just do a little part, and it'll flow. But anyway, I'll get to Ian's thing in a second, but I'd like to talk about that penny guy yesterday who was paying pennies.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting, because he's, like Ian had the videotape. This guy wants the videotape, being up at that window, trying to pay with legal tender his tribute. Okay, he's not getting equal protection. He's trying to use, he's trying to use legal tender, which is common to 50 several states united, and he's being refused. He's got all kinds of openings to go after those guys.
It could seem like he would. Ned, hold the line. We'll get back to you. Free Talk Live.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jason.
And Wayne.
And we've been talking about the main co-hosts here. Ian, here's incarceration. We were just on with Captain Ned discussing the pennies situation where a caller called in last night, attempted to pay his fine in pennies, and was kicked out of the building and threatened with arrest. Ned, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, real quick, the penny guy, his First Amendment rights were violated. When the cop was shoveling him out the door, Congress will make no law abridging the right of the people to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Yeah.
He's just trying to pay with coin of the realm here, you know?
Yep.
This is coin common to the 50 several states. But one of your guys was talking about, I'm sorry, I didn't catch his name, but he was talking about how most attorneys are scared to be in a courtroom. He's absolutely right.
That happened to me, but yes.
You would be, scared might not be the exact word, but you would be stunned at the number of attorneys who have never been in an open courtroom.
Yeah,
they've
absolutely.
They've never made an opening statement. They've never cross-examined witnesses. They may have settled a thousand fender bender cases by filing. They have never been in an open courtroom. It's stunning when you see how many have never done it.
Yeah, and a lot of lawyers haven't.
That's why most people plead. They say, hey, plead it. You know, that's what I do for a living. Plead it, give me my money, and you're done.
You know, that's what they are. They're plea taking machines. Yeah. It seems
exactly.
Like
exactly.
Yeah, that's their business model, right? They want to go for the weak fish and extract as much money as possible, and that's why a lot of activists here in New Hampshire are trying to make them spend money. If they're going to prosecute, then go all the way, and that's what Ian did today.
Exactly, and in the Sixth Amendment, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district where the crime has been committed, you know, allegedly. But I thought Ian's trial was by jury today.
It sure was, 12 jurors and one alternate, yep.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear a thing about the jury there.
Yeah, they were there, and you know, I'm not a big fan of juries, frankly. You know that this is, I don't think these people are impartial. I don't think anybody in Keene can be impartial to Free Staters or people, you know, representing you know Free Keene or whatever. And they certainly dropped this term Free Keene on multiple occasions, referred to people who liberty activists in the area as those people, and you know, just used all kinds of epithets. In my opinion, Captain Ned, thanks for your call tonight. Let's go to...
There's John from Florida.
Thanks very much.
John Kurtz, I think, probably.
Well, I think you're right.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, John. What are you talking
about? Yeah, just you have to excuse me if I'm not completely up to speed. I've been tuning in and out of the show. But my understanding was that Ian was planning to appeal this originally, and then I heard you say before, Mark, that there was really nothing anybody could do, that he couldn't get out on bond for appeal or anything like that. And I just want some clarification. Can he appeal this? If he can, is he planning to, or do we just not know yet?
He can appeal, and he will not appeal because he does not want to give money to the state. So the $180 that he might give to an appeal, he will refuse to do that. I suspect he would allow someone else to pay for his appeal, but I don't really understand why he would do that. I mean, if he's not willing to pay for it himself, why would he take somebody else's $180? But I've heard him say things like that in the past. What difference does it make? The reason that he was going to appeal was for the purpose of buying himself 30 days so that he could get prepared to go to jail. Why would you think he should appeal?
Well, I think he should just appeal because maybe it's one more chance to get a better jury that understands fundamental rights.
Is there a jury on appellate cases? It's not my understanding. I think that's kicked up to some group of judges
up
the line.
Is that right?
Up the line, who decide whether or not he has been given afforded a fair trial, and that's really the end of the story.
Mm-hmm. Is that how it goes? All right, I wasn't quite sure about that, just because I was a little upset earlier when you said that he's not getting out. I was kind of under the impression that he'd just get on some sort of appeal bond and go through that motion, and then at least buy himself some more time. But that's what can I say? That's very saddening. I think it's despicable. This jury should be ashamed of themselves for doing this, and it's just very sad.
You know, the jury is going to make the decision they're going to make, and you know that's if one takes a case to trial, one has to have a reasonable expectation that a jury is not going to, you know, they haven't heard these messages before. They have a few minutes to internalize these things.
To roll the dice.
They have to ask themselves, well, do we want people standing in front of police cars if they disagree with a law? And I imagine a lot of them think to themselves that, that you can't do that. That's crazy. And I can imagine it's very tough for them. This wasn't one of those cut and dry cases like handing out leaflets in front of a courthouse, you know?
Right. Well, let me just close with this. I mean, the same thing happened to me. I think my judge was very impartial when I went to a jury trial on my sentencing, and I think the same thing happened to Ian, unfortunately. I think that judges are supposed to be very impartial.
Impartial. They're supposed to be impartial, yes.
Right, exactly, impartial, and just sort of judge the actual crime itself and the extent of that crime, not any personal feelings they may have towards the suspect or the offender. And I think it's very clear that Ian was given a very harsh sentence, a year in jail potentially, for peacefully standing in front of a police car. I think
likely,
it's outrageous.
Likely it's 90 days, and we should just prepare ourselves, mentally and emotionally for a 90-day incarceration for Ian. I mean, that's really all it comes down to. I'm going to see what I can do, but I don't see why they're going to listen to me. They may listen to me because they consider me to be, somewhat more reasonable. I don't know. Maybe they don't know me at all. If they listen to the show, they probably don't consider me to be reasonable. John, thanks for the call.
You guys are doing a great job. Love the show.
Thanks.
You've got no one to fight with now, Mark.
That's right. Shut up, Wayne.
Hey, so there may be a few people out there that, care about Ian and want to maybe send him a piece of mail. So there's a website for that. Thanks to our buddy Mike Barsky, who puts mail-to-jail.com together. And basically, you can write a letter with no cost to you. So if you think Ian would like a website, you can copy and paste it in there, and it'll be sent to Ian, at his cage. They also have the address there if you want to send him a letter yourself. So, again, just want everybody, and we'll try to mention this for the next 90 days, because I'm sure Ian would really appreciate letters. mail-to-jail.com.
All right. Well, let's take Andrew in New Hampshire. Andrew, you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Excellent. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, I just want to say it's a banner day for Keene.
Why is that?
What a great day to have Ian Weston Freeman off the streets.
Why? Yep.
Just get him out of here.
Well, you know he's coming back, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone, sometimes children need a few spanks. I've never once hit my kids. Sometimes kids need a few spanks, and this is a little spank for little Ian.
So you haven't ever hit your kids, but you're advocating spanking?
I'm not advocating anything. I'm saying sometimes kids need it.
Well,
I don't think it's necessary all the time. I never once hit my kids.
So you think that it should be sort of a something that a parent can do if that's the case. So why do you think that Ian should have gone to jail for this?
Some children that act the way Ian acts.
Ian's an adult. Let's just talk about him as an adult.
And
okay?
So it sounds like you disagree with what
about
Ian
Mr.
did.
Freeman as Mr. Leston Freeman.
Yeah, he is. He's in jail.
So it sounds like you disagree with what Ian did. Why is that? What do you disagree with Ian about?
Broke the law.
And yes. So do you think that every law should be obeyed?
Not necessarily.
So I asked a question earlier.
He broke a law. And let me ask you.
Sure.
How many of the jurors sided with you?
None.
There were two charges, and so the jury decided that he was not guilty of resisting arrest, but that he was guilty of obstructing the police in their kidnapping of Heike.
Don't you think, Andrew, that if a cop charges somebody with resisting arrest and then it's shown on video that didn't happen, that a jury doesn't find him, find someone guilty of it, that the cop should face some kind of punishment?
On the circumstances, and not in this circumstance, because he was breaking the law to begin with.
But he charged him with resisting arrest, though. I mean, if he didn't resist arrest, he didn't resist arrest. I mean, don't you think that a cop should be held liable for charging somebody for something that they didn't do? No, you just want to see somebody thrown in jail. Well, okay.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom food supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the SACL CAI line. Brought to you by the good folks over at SACL CAI, especially Jason Osborne, who was there at Ian's trial today. Jason Osborne, big supporter of LearnLiberty.org. As a matter of fact, it's put out by the Institute for Humane Studies. It's a great website. And we've got all kinds of videos that we've gone and watched at LearnLiberty.org, and we put them at LearnLiberty.org/FTL. One of them, the one that you can see, is, you know, how, if you wonder, ever wondered how they could possibly fix the debt crisis in Washington, Jeff Maron, a Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. You can see that video at learnliberty.org/FTL. When you get over there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people that want free, online, continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. learnliberty.org/FTL. I was just on Facebook yesterday. Somebody was advertising a military degree. $300 per credit hour. You can get free online continuing education, learnliberty.org/FTL. So we just had Andrew in New Hampshire call, and he was crowing about Ian's arrest. He said that he'd never spanked his kids, but some people just need spanking. So I guess he was saying that Ian's a child. And, you know, I can see how some people, you know, feel that that activists seem childish because they're, you know, they're raising awareness about issues that they're raising awareness about, and it may look childish to them. But, you know, Gandhi was put in jail. Now, I'm not saying Ian's Gandhi, but I am saying that Ian, studied Gandhi. He referenced him in his court trial today. That's the same thing for Martin Luther King Jr. Both of them in jail. Both of them done civil disobedience. Both of them were annoying to some in their the groups. I can understand how this guy disagrees. I got it. But, you know,
but you know what?
Just because, like, it may seem like a small victory today, but that doesn't mean, you know, I don't even know that frankly, I wish Ian hadn't done this activism. I mean, that's how I feel about this. I feel left in the cold by my business partner. I feel that, in order to, quote unquote, protect somebody from an arrest, which, frankly, they could have taken a ticket for, that this wasn't the hill to die on. Mm-hmm. But I'm not here crowing about the guy's, misfortune. You really? You're crowing about somebody going to jail?
Well, you know, there's a lot of statists who think that people who are liberty activists are childish. But really, if you think about it, wanting to depend on some parent state, isn't that really childish? Somebody who wants to be independent.
Right. If he thinks that Ian's a child, then what you're saying that he's been spanked by the parent. If this guy thinks the government is his parent, what is he then?
child.
Just the theater that went on today. You had a man that sat above everybody else in this flowing, you know, black dress, and then
daddy,
and then he had like the muscle in the room, deputies and bailiffs that would like grab me, grabbed other people so that we would stand up for the judge. I tell you, I mean, it's just a very bizarre system, and why anybody would want to stand for these people, I don't know.
Let's take Angel in Delaware. Angel?
Hi, Mark. Hi, gentlemen. I have a short story I want to share, but first can I just say that I'm very sorry to hear about Ian being arrested like this. I think that it's a really horrible thing that happened, and I will definitely be going to mail-2-jail.com, and I will be personally sending him a letter probably this weekend. But also, can I have him clarify one thing that he just said? Because my station starts picking up at 9 p.m. Did he say that you guys were forcibly made to stand up when the judge entered?
So I'm a Quaker, and it's against my religion to stand for a judge coming in a room. He doesn't stand for me. I don't stand for him. You know, I don't stand for other people coming into the room. To me, that is, you know, it's against sort of it's respecting one person over another. I think God sees everybody the same, so I should look at them the same. And so that's essentially what they did. They said you can either stand when we tell you to stand, or you can leave the room, and they brought in muscle, armed muscle, to get this done.
Yeah. Well, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I really think that's ridiculous, and I will be doing what I can to support Ian and, you know, to support you guys during this time, because I feel that what you guys do is necessary in this day and age because of the things that we see going on in this country.
Thanks, Angel.
But that being said, I was also in front of a judge today a friend of mine. And it's just a short story I want to share. You know, I live in a resort area, and in Dewey Beach, Delaware, they've started this new rule this year, and it's the first that I've heard about it, and I pay attention to legislation. You know, they put parking tickets on vehicles, and they assume that you get the tickets. Well, apparently now the way it works in this town is whether you got the ticket or not, even the minimum fine that they charge is like $35 for a ticket.
After a parking 10
days,
ticket?
Yeah. That's the minimum. It goes up to 100. But then after 10 days, the fees for the minimum, it goes up to $75 that's due after 10 days.
Okay.
Now, after 10 days, if you have not paid your fine, without the town notifying you, they are apparently legally allowed to tow or boot your vehicle if they see it in the town.
After 10 days?
And they don't even have to legally notify you that you've received a ticket.
That's crazy.
A friend of mine, he got a ticket, and so apparently someone thought it would be clever to pull it off of his car. He never knew that he got the ticket.
Yep.
Long story short, they put a boot on his vehicle. It cost them $155 to get it taken off, and he doesn't speak English very well. So I went to help him understand what was going on. And the judge looked me in the eye, and he said, one person can't change this. There's nothing that you can do about it.
Yeah, this is absolutely what they want. They want it to be a system where one person doesn't change it. I mean, you know, it's set up to be a, you know, revenue extraction. This is absolutely ridiculous. You know, the town wants hoodlums to come and pull your ticket off of your car so that they can go and extract more money from you. That's insane.
Yeah, well, I was hoping, if you don't mind, what I have in front of me is I have the town mayor. I have her email address and phone number, and I'd like to give it out to encourage some of your listeners to contact them to let them know that it's not appropriate to seize someone's private property without even notifying them, and that one person is different.
Yeah, go ahead and give her email address. Okay.
Her name is Diane Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N, and the email address is dianehanson@townofdeweybeach.com, all one word. And her phone number is on the website as well. It's 302-226-5998. But I just feel like their actions are inappropriate. You shouldn't be able to seize someone's private property after 10 days without even notifying them that they did anything wrong in the first place.
I'd agree with you.
Oh, the wind could have blown the ticket off there, even if it wasn't a hoodlum.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's their revenue source. But thank you for the time, guys. I appreciate it, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Angel. So, you know, I guess if what can people do? Ian's been locked up. And I know a lot of people are upset about this. What can they do? They can write him letters at mail-2-jail.com. Something that rhymes with com. Right, that's from the Ridley Report. It's ridleyreport.com. He has makes up clever jingles.
I guess they can stay tuned. Freekeen.com. There's a short blog post, but we're going to eyewitness reports are going to be up tonight. I'm going to be working on a blog post there. Tally.tv. We're going to have some video up. There's
CD Evolution Fund will be donating things to his commissary if you want to get money, sent sort of to Ian, I guess. We're creating an Ian Indignation Fund, I guess. I don't know that it's entirely, you know, I don't know how much money it's going to get in, and he can only eat so many zoom zooms and wham whams. So we would like to take the money and apply it to things that, you know, Ian would like that money applied to other, you know, activist kind of things. So you can, you know, cdevolutionfund.org.
Cdevolution.org. That's the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And we support the good people who disobey bad laws. Mark is a director. Ian is a director. And, you know, Ian is one of those good people who disobeyed a bad law. He saw a friend of his be kidnapped by the by law enforcers in the city of Keene. He stood in front of a cop car. He's going to do 90 days for it, and he deserves a lot of credit, as far as I'm concerned.
Another thing, the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com, the fact is, it looks like, you know, Ian does the affiliate relations on this show. I'm probably going to have to hire somebody to do affiliate relations. I cannot do both jobs of sales and affiliate relations at once. I'm going to talk to Ian about it, but likely that's what we're going to have to do. So that's going to, you know, I think it's $2,000 a month to do something like that. So, you know, we could really use the extra funds at amp.freetalklive.com, too. And we'll see you again tomorrow at Free Talk Live. You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.